Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Tunes in your area. Was gone, baby, you hanging on. I knew them draws had power, baby, bring it on. The keys to room 222. It's going down tonight, baby, so just make room. Looking at lingerie, she looking good and a smell from a mile away. When I get inside them drawers, I'ma taste. Then after that, I get it banging like that away. Let's get it cracking, yeah, let's get it popping. Cause when we both start, you know, ain't no more stopping. Get the baby oil, rub you down, start massaging. Call my bed, Ozzy Osbourne, let's get it rocking.
The song went off real fast. Sorry, everybody. I'm over here chilling, talking to my people from down in ATL. The bitch that got it. She came from the bitch.
Oh, the bucket.
Or whatever. Yeah. You want to get another drink? Hello? Oh, I'm so ignorant. I was on air. I called her a bitch. I'm sorry. We're having some technical difficulties with Honest Fire. I didn't mean bitch. I just didn't know her name individually. I had to clean that up. I'm sorry. I'm out here with my peoples. We having fun. Feeling a little loose tonight, but definitely feeling good and feeling like showing off. I do apologize. She was a nice lady. I'm going to go find out her name and big her up a little bit later, because you know. Make up for that. But we're going to get the show popping. I got my girl down the ATL on the line, hold me down. Our co-host, Weedy Beats, will be joining us soon. We will join in with Miss Angie from ATL, talk about some of the things that she has going on. Y'all know I mentioned the cherry bottles before. We're going to talk to the CEO herself and get the ball rolling. Do me a favor, Angie, press the song. It says Apex, A-P-E-X. And we're going to get it.
Okay, no problem.
Well, we got some more technical difficulties. We're going to take some time out to get stuff situated. We're going to get the music flowing and everything going. But right now, we just talking, chilling live in Southwest. Y'all know where I be at.
Being stared at. I don't like that part. I ain't got no money, y'all. Don't be staring at me. That's not why she's staring at me.
I'm not going nowhere.
She getting scared.
I getting scared.
No. Maybe acting like vultures, but what can you do? That's why I keep myself covered up.
Yeah, keep yourself covered.
Yeah, and I got protection. So what?
What with my niggas?
But we going to have some fun tonight. Celebrating a lot of people's birthday. Happy birthday to everybody on Facebook. What is DJ Croc, DJ Boo, Eustace, Kyrie. Happy B-Day, y'all. Everybody celebrating and having a good time. Y'all know I definitely love to have a good time. Hold on, I got to call them other line. Trying to get this special guest popping for tonight. Everybody cross your fingers. I want a good special guest, not like this gay guy who called in upset. Thing.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
call you
on the line,
okay? Give me a hand. All right. Hello? Yo? Please, Angie, with Hot Rock Magazine and What's Your Hustle. Please be informed that each and every...
Hello?
Hold up. Sorry, having a little bit of trouble there. C-Styles, you there?
Yeah, I'm in the building. I'm here.
You in the building. What's good with you today?
I can't even hear you.
I said, what's good with you today?
Oh, everything good, man. I'm in Port Lafayette from New York City. Shout out to Philly Shine, Out of Fire, IMG Universal, Dirty Hustle, Paper Dog, what up, B-Fly, Bang and Smurf, everything good, man. Domination.
I know that's right. I mean, we're going to definitely get all that popping with all those guys a little later.
Yes.
You want to get another drink? Huh?
Oh.
Huh? No, I had to go get some. I had an emergency. I'm going to see you again soon. All right, definitely. Peace. No, I'm about to take a fade off. I was out getting a drink real fast for my people. What the fuck? What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Staying in the rain? I don't want to be in the rain no more. Peace out.
Yeah,
I was calling to join you in because I know you got a lot of good things going on. I wanted to know, did you find out about the artist coming through for Sunday?
Oh, yeah. They said tomorrow they let me know what it is. That's why. Because they're out there in Philly. You know what I mean? It's not my artist. It's the artist I'm working with. Negotiating with, actually, you know.
What's the name of the artist? Because you know what goes down every first Sunday with me at Mill Creek Tavern. We do the music events. DVDs coming soon. I have two of them. I'm about to release, and I definitely have to release it with a CD, a mixtape with my rap music, you know, and definitely a mixtape with the R&B music. Shout out to Ty Quill.
Okay.
I'll be. A lot of good singers, star, a lot of good rappers, face down, who you with. It's definitely a lot of love. Trap House Entertainment.
Okay, Trap House, okay.
You gotta check them out.
Yeah, I gotta check him out. Yeah, I'm gonna connect you with the manager right now. Actually, he out there. He in New York City. You asked me about the talent showcase. I can't really like tell him what it's about. I'm like my whole time fire does it.
All right, well that's definitely love. Hold on 1 second while I join in Miss Angie from Hot Block Magazine and ATL. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. You?
Try now.
Relax and take notes while I take totes of the marijuana smoke. Flows potent like a half a pound of dope. Pound of hope for 1 hour, lay it down and time to go. Looking back at the clock, it is good. Take a second to fucking lie. Hit it twice and then vibe with that young nigga representing that east side. Body more, Murderland. I got money on my mind, see it's time to get it. I don't know why these faggot guys wanna try. Like I won't pick and blow. 45 to your spine, jackpot, get the dope. Yeah. The ambulance is trying, but it's better that they're dying. One shot versus dumb shot. Never nigga lying on the curb on the street. Yep, what you wanna be? Nah. He had his homie teeth. Now we must admit defeat. I snatched him out his broken teeth. Beat him till I broke his teeth. Cut him down the middle, roll him, smoke him till y'all blow his teeth. Hey, and we hold the heat. Dog, I call that shit the tone. 410 phones. All you hold the phone, your dome is blown. 40 foes is to your nose. You snorting gunpowder. I do your dirty, leave the scene clean in 1 hour. At the Trump Tower, where we bring the seagulls in. Back door, the spot is where we bring the heaters in. Black label, Air Force Ones is what you see me in. Ocean blue, accurate, coupe is what we keep it in. A second to fucking lie, hit it twice and then vibe with that young nigga representing that east side body more. Murderland, I got money on my mind, see it's time to get this thing. Take a second to fucking lie, hit it twice and then vibe with that young nigga representing that east side body more. Murderland, I got money on my mind, see it's time to get the kick. My shit pop, I shoot to the shit stop. 45 hop up the hit, you call it hip hop. Bust it till the screws melt and the clip drop. Aiming at all of you niggas that's claiming that you hot. Cause I'm on a mission to get cash. Ticking and tick sass, so move or you thinking that quick flash. Click flash, whiplash, you get your shit smashed. Better rub a cover cause the titans are just flash. Ride with the best of them, they die with the last of them. Still got my Nike boots, I'm flyer than the rest of them. All my bullets back inside the clip like Mexican. Lyrical professor, blessing lessons, who gets it over? Cop back, brain matter, bust off. Same splatter, came at him talking. Had to let the thing get him. Same actions, the niggas are flaming, they clapping. Probably getting rich with the same act.
Okay, now we're back on Philly Shine, having a little bit of technical difficulties, but got it back on. I got Angie from Hot Block Magazine showing her the ropes because she actually has a TV show that airs on Sundays, and she's going to be welcoming herself to the Blog Talk family and doing her own radio show / TV show. So that's very exciting. How you feel about that? Miss Angie?
Okay, I hear you now. Just ask me again. I didn't hear all of it.
Oh, no, okay. No, I was just saying, like, you're getting ready to take and do your TV show and your radio show at the same time. How do you feel excited about that? Could you hear me? Hello?
It's on my phone.
Yeah, Anna Fry.
Hey, what's good, AB?
No, everything's good. I just want to let you know I'm here. I'm muting my phone in and out. But the other, your person you're speaking to should be able to hear you, though.
Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe it's other problems happening. Well, I'm glad you can hear me, and welcome back to Philly Shine, AB. I was trying to get over there with you and Touch Tone today. How was your day?
Oh, everything was great. We was over there for the pre-sale tickets for the Universal Soul Circus, which starts tomorrow. And once again, DJ Touch Tone, JL and Mackie will be part of the opening acts for the Universal Soul Circus right there, 5201 Parkside Avenue, right at the Mann Music Center. So definitely come out and enjoy the Universal Soul Circus. It's a good look.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, that's definitely a good look. Big up to Touch Tone. He's been so busy, and I'm proud of him.
Yeah, he's also just as well the official mix show coordinator for Radio 1 at 100.3 The Beat. Also, you know, and you can hear him actually as well in Cleveland, Ohio on Z107.9 every day with Obi Cole, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., so it's a lot of things going on.
Okay, that's what's up. I got to definitely tune into him and show him support all that I can. I'm definitely proud. He puts on for the city. I love it. And you too, Mr. AB.
I appreciate it. I just try to keep it husky, that's all.
Yeah, keep it husky. Give me 1 second. I'm going to get some new music playing while I get everything situated on Philly Shine and my technical problems.
Absolutely. And also, just to let everybody know, I mean, everything that happens on the show, you can always actually, you know, dial the number, you know, after the show, or at least check it probably periodically, the daily, to keep you up to date with when the next show is going on. When you dial into the number that you dial to listen to this show, it'll give you a update on the next show within the next 24 hours. So that's always good to do. Keep on as well to keep with other information. You can always Google Honest Fire, and that's HonestPhire. Definitely doing some stuff. Back to the show.
Oh, man. Got it. I'm working with like 60 right here in my fucking pocket, nigga. Oh, nah, throw them ones in the trash. Let's go to counter, man. What's up? Rock my jeans all snuggy. I feel nobody's above me. Fuck with me, you get that ass kicked. Rugby. Too many dollar bills, getting sick of them. Pay for everything, but I ain't tricking them. Got owners of the club working, cause they know how I'm tipping them. Hundreds after hundreds, no time to be pissing them. Yes, I get that paper. A couple hundred thousand from the million haters. And I'm not even a chaser. I get my money up front, and I work my magic later. Yeah, I ball where it's sunny, and ski where it's cold with a little snow bunny. Y'all can call your boy Big Face Sunny, cause I got a big head from that Big Face money. Nintendo bitch, I put 8 out, then make 16, then 32, then 64. I flip real good, and I ain't got gym no more.
I don't do slow cash. The game is a bad bitch. She making it come fast. Then I fade quick. They get so mad. I don't take no shit. Your boy is no ass. Every day I gotta see a new check. Cause I put out so much for the sex. Ballers, goons, whores, rooms. And I gotta think for B12. Boom. Yeah, I get a homeless vibe. Little kids, hunters, cause they don't get high. Throw up 10 stacks when you see me ride by. Cause I'm on my way to count another 100. That's why.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? We got money over here, nigga.
Chicken up and she don't even say pay me. Fuck a real good, she can't even try to play me. I was a boss first, never let that money make me. Yeah, I'm invincible. And don't do chicks when I'm getting dope. See them haters getting stuck when they listen, yo. Cause they never heard a sound like this before.
Easy, baby. All you gotta do is if they give a fuck, then pay me. I ain't waiting, let's get back to the point. I'm only here for a good time.
In the show.
I got my man Louis the Don. He's on the movie I Am Legend. And also he's on the movie American Gangster with Denzel Washington and so forth.
Okay, Louis, welcome to the show. My name is Honest Fire.
Okay. How you doing, Honest?
I'm good. I'm sitting here on the line with some very important people to me. The CEO of my company, X Squad DJs from ATL, Mr. DeMille. Hey, DeMille.
What's going on?
Chilling. I guess he's sitting back chilling. And also in ATL, Angie from Hot Block Magazine.
Angie, how you doing, ATL?
Peace, ATL. That's what it is.
Good. How y'all doing?
Everything great. Calling live from New York City right now.
Yeah, just coming off the BET Awards and all that, watching that. That was beautiful, man. Y'all did y'all thing down at ATL.
Yeah, shout out to my hit breaking DJs too. My people out there, I'm part of that little union, Top Cat, Connect, and all that.
That's what's up. Definitely much love. And then also, I have some love from a very important person in Philly, Mr.
Yeah.
All Business. AB, you still there with us? Well, he's in and out. That guy's such a busy guy. But I'm sure you
the
are too, Louis.
Is unavailable right now.
What?
Please try
what
again later.
Hello?
I don't know who that is.
Message 2. Switch.
I have
two,
no
eight,
clue.
3.
Is that the 267 number?
The person you have called is unavailable right now.
I don't know.
Please try again later.
Right,
you mute all the callers for me.
La llamada no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde. Message 2.
You got me in.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. All right, there we go.
Okay.
Clear line now.
Feed the wolves.
Yeah,
we're gonna get into feed the wolves. Let's talk to your special guest a little bit.
Louis the Don, a Haitian sensation. Let him know, baby.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Haiti. Shout out to Port-au-Prince. You know. Delma 17, it's all good. Sakwase Nabule, you know what it is. Oh, you know?
I know something about that. We had an interview we did with Wyclef John a couple weeks back. You can check it out on youngmoneytv.com. He definitely did his thing. Much love to you. How can we be able to check up on you? Like, what's your Twitter, your Facebook?
I got MySpace right now. I'm getting my Twitter together for sure. You can catch me at myspace.com/ LOUIDADON JACC, and then I got the music page at / LOUIDADON 937.
All right,
that's
what's good. This is a bit informal, but I'll definitely love to welcome you back to the show. In the future or whatever.
I'm definitely going to send my hardware to put on there and everything like that. You definitely could do that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, that's what's up. Much love and thank you.
Much love.
And you
day.
Said you were watching the BET Awards. Can you tell me, like, some highlights? What was the best part? Because I heard a lot of complaining all day. I didn't get a chance to check it out. I had a meeting to go to.
The best part to me was when Ice Cube got his award. You know, he said a positive message. He definitely kept it G. I like that. And he wasn't selfish with it. And he left a positive message to the hip-hop community about, you know, pursuing your music and doing what you got to do and not letting the labels, you know, you know, clutter you up and make you feel like you have to be a certain way, be yourself. And he also spoke to the old cats about, you know, doing your music still. If you're not too old and you want to do your music, keep it going, you know. Yeah. And he was definitely humble brother, real. You know, I was inspired by that. And I watched Ice Cube growing up, and I definitely behind brother. And he's definitely a positive, influential brother that I could look up to and say that's somebody that I admire that definitely put work in the game that inspires me to do what I do. You dig?
Exactly. Yeah, Ice Cube is definitely an inspiration to me because he's one of those guys that just, he like, all right, I'm hustling, getting all different markets. That's the type of
humble
I am. Exactly. Yeah.
And he humble, and he do it behind the scenes, and he do it in front of the scenes, and he's not trying to be all, you see me, but then he's still getting the credit like as if he's out there. I like that about him. And he's a family man, too. You got to respect that.
That kid Gucci, man, he do this thing. He definitely held down Atlanta. Gucci, man, he's on fire right now.
He was just all over the place. Shout out to Gucci, man.
He was all over the place.
Yeah. I love Gucci. I know who he is. Big ups to his blonde.
I don't know. I got to give him his props because he performed the whole night.
That's definitely a feat in itself.
And then he came out with the ice cream paint job. He was all right, and then he kept switching his jewels. You got to give him a fly dude.
That's hot. I ain't saying he ain't hot, but I love Gucci.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's his swagger and then what he keeps saying, like Gucci and his little ethic. That's what I like. You know what I mean? And it's fun. You make you feel like every time he says something, it's an ad-lib.
And it's fun. And it's catchy. Or, it's catchy. As soon as he records a song, he goes straight to the club.
That's what's up, though. Yeah, I could tell he's a fun dude because I watched the DVD with him on it. And he was just sitting back looking in the clouds. He said, you see my jewelry, you know, I don't see a whole lot of cats doing this, but I got a heart around here because I'm a lover. And I'm like, this dude is crazy.
You definitely have to be a personality. Big up to I like him, you know what I'm saying? I like him a little bit. I like him a little bit. I listen to his music, you know what I'm saying? But I want to say this one thing. My boy Easy definitely created a genre for a whole lot of music and a whole lot of artists that have come out since Jeezy came on the scene. And it's definitely big ups. And I like it better when instead of people trying to make it seem like, you know what I mean, I don't know, I just think it's like not enough respect in the game. So for me.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
I'm glad that nothing didn't happen at the BET Awards.
Gucci Man was there.
And all in the same place.
Yeah,
well,
no shots fired, you know. No TI altercation, you know.
On some real, all the way real, and it always can be done. Like even if, and that's what I'm saying. I have respect for a lot of artists because during the time I take it back when Ether was out, I was still a fan of Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Takeover was out, I still like Nas, you know what I mean? And it's just like entertainment, and you still have to have that respect and not really take it to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those violent
level, yeah.
Well, happen, Gucci, you know what I'm saying? But
well, Gucci Man and Jeezy, that's a whole nother level.
I said certain things have happened, but you know what I'm saying? There's no need to dwell on them, and you got to be professional because you still have fans, and they owe it to the fans.
Yeah.
And he's put on for his fans, so does Gucci Man, a whole lot of other people.
When somebody died over something, that's a whole nother level.
It's a whole nother level.
Somebody killed my cousin, and then, you know, we already know he killed them. No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
De- that's you and me. Yeah, I wouldn't either. But what was you going to say, Louie? You said you was going to
say. Well, pretty much, you know, you got a street thing going there. But, you know, what's crazy is that they was able to be on stage. I forgot about the whole incident, which was good because they kept it G. Okay, I got beef with you. But they still was there. I forgot about it, and that's crazy. Because you would have sworn that they was that it never happened because Jeezy came on there and brought Ice Cube out, you know, gave him the award. And Gucci Man was dancing around and doing everything and switching jewels. I done forgot about the whole incident with him. And it's a serious incident, and it's hard to be resolved because when it done gone down to murder, and then, you know, you see a crew getting sliced up, I mean, it's at a street level. And it's tough. It's a tough situation because they banging. They're not taking it on a music level.
Right.
And it's going to stay in the street, and that's how they're doing it. You know, it's just sad, but, you know, that's how they are. That's the way that's how they run it. They're running, you know, certain street guys just have the talent to be musical genius, but then they live in that street life, and we got to grow up and get out of that and stop, you know, trying to take advantage of each other. If you know I write music, you know, and you're trying to take advantage of my music, we're going to have problems, and if you're trying to muscle me, the murder's going to come down to it because you're going to try to push me in a corner. Then something got to happen. Something got to give. I'm a man. You know, you could push a man, but a real man, but so far, anybody, they're going to come out like a lion. You know what I'm saying? That's the incident that happened, and it went too far. And now it's like, you know, things are being said. Yeah, I took care of your so-and-so, and it should be dead, really, because, okay, it's your cousin and all, but your cousin violated. He went in there and tried to take this man for what he had, and he got dealt with. It's got to be a line drawn. You know, a real OG got to step up and draw a line on that, but ain't no real men out here no more. A lot of these guys are doing it for attention.
It's real sad, and it's so petty when, you know what I mean, certain things get taken so far. But it is a lot of big shit, like, even in Philly. You know what I'm saying? I get tired of motherfuckers beefing with my homies. I'm friends with people who beef all the time and shit irks me. But it be like at a street level, you like,
it's hard to escape the streets because, you know, within our own community, nobody steps up. You know, I go through this like on the daily. You know, people that I used to be friends with, and they beefing with me because just off of jealousy. I don't even mess with them like that. And I gotta hold my peace because I know I'll go get that burner, and I can't live like that no more because God gave me a chance. And I gotta avoid it, even though dudes might be like, damn, that's not you. But I gotta avoid it because somebody else is looking up to me saying, yo, this guy's trying to be something. You can't get involved with that. There's some things you gotta sidestep. And that's what a lot of these dudes are not doing.
Oh, yeah, you could definitely sidestep, but what I was saying is, like, let's say if things get on the street level, you know what I mean? Somebody did something to your peoples, you know what I mean? Or somebody snitched on you or caused you to get locked up or caused you to lose a bunch of money or something like that. Like, once certain stuff happens, you're like, well, I ain't got nothing to say.
You got to be dealt with. You got to be dealt with on the street level. The street is always going to be the street.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just like good and evil. You know what I mean? It's not going nowhere. It's always, you know, good all outweighs evil, but the evil's going to be here. As long as we're on earth, we're going to go through tragic situations. You know, you look at Martin Luther King, you can go back further. But now it's like our own people is getting involved in it, you know, and it's like we're only killing each other. We, you know, I don't mean to get political, but we're only hurting each other over nothing. Over nothing.
All form of conversation is definitely welcome. It's no problem.
Yeah, this is over nothing, you know. It's sad because we come so far, but then we go two steps back, and we just right there. We was about to get to the top, but we go back two steps. So, you know,
me being in Atlanta, you have a guy that's from one of the camps. He got a song called Coochie.
What?
And so, believe me, you know, it's still around. Y'all just don't hear about it.
Wait a minute. The song is called Coon?
Coochie.
Coochie.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
Damn.
That's valet, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You know.
Because, you know, it still got beef when DJ Drama ended up DJing for Gucci, and Jeezy got mad.
Yeah, about that. Yeah, about that. Yeah.
And that's a girl move because he still got a DJ for everybody. You can't hate on him.
Right.
Man. That's some
thing.
Yo, certain people are not involved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real.
But the streets is like that, though.
Fuck
if you ride
here.
With him, you're involved.
Yeah,
yo,
you're involved.
Like, on some real shit. I'm on the tip, like, I'm privy to a lot of things being a female.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get to do a lot of things. You know what I mean? I'm friends with, we got 215. Is that the 215 speaking at?
Yeah, that's DJ Pooh G's, yeah.
Oh, hey, what's good, Pooh? Welcome into the show, honey. Hold on 1 second. But, like, I'm friends. And I'm cool with both sides, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm on the tip, like, I still throw events, you know what I mean?
Hold up,
I might not be able to throw the BET Awards, but I still, you know what I mean, throw my events. I have my music playing. And if you make a hit talking about my homie, I mean, I'm going to play it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to deny anybody's fans, you know what I'm saying? If anything, let's get past it, but certain issues, of course, I can't touch, but I'm not involved.
I was judging the contest Monday, so the people that was with Jeezy crew, they did not play a Gucci song while they was there the whole night.
Wow.
And he got about 12
hits. Yeah. That's not fair. And then, see, that's not fair because people could still dance to it, you know what I mean, or whatever, because of whatever they like about the song, you know what I mean? Why deny it? Like, whatever. You still got to go get your own bread or whatever. Everybody has their way about doing stuff, so I know I'm different.
But loyalty is everything, baby, you know what I mean?
Yeah, business is everything.
And overprotective.
But certain things don't apply. I play DJ sometimes. I play host. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I play host. So I'm not. We're not buddy buddies. Like if you did some shit to my people, that's something different. I'm just saying certain people are not involved. You know what I mean? They get to play neutral. You know what I'm saying? DJ Drama should get to play neutral. How many times has he been in the middle of something? Like, come on, man, get a grip.
Well, you remember the Khaled incident. You remember the Khaled incident with 50.
Yeah.
Good
idea.
Let Louis finish. Go ahead, honey.
You remember the incident with Khaled and Young Buck and 50.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting no play. You know, it was a similar type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
but
crazy.
It was crazy, and what set that beef up was Rick Ross putting out them hits this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody, that 50 people even had to play them hits.
Yeah.
50 people had to play them hits. They couldn't even deny Rick Ross. But DJ Pooh G, like, I mean, we getting a little off talking about it. But have you ever had to experience somebody like, why are you playing his rap? I don't fuck with him to another rapper or another person.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I go through that all the time. Like with being in my studio, like, you know, you'll have cats that you cool with on both sides and they actually do records about each other in there and I kinda feel bad. Yeah. You know, and it's real crazy. It's a lot of that going on.
But you know what? Me and Pooh right now, we used to have a common friend, but now I don't fuck with the bitch-ass nigga no more.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with him no more at all. But I'm going to still show Pooh respect, you know what I'm saying, and not give a fuck about his bitch-ass friend.
Whoa. That's crazy.
That's some real
shit.
And I'm going to be D about it. And I'm going to tell Pooh, you ain't got to pick sides. You ain't got to pick sides. You can fuck with me and you go fuck with his bitch ass when you do.
Whoa.
This is crazy.
This
is crazy. This is crazy.
Wow. Wow. I like to be honest or whatever.
Oh, that's fire.
All
no.
I'm saying is, hey. Is certain people aren't involved. But,
I got you.
Yeah,
that is a daggone shame. But I'm glad it was a good event. I like to have good events too. You know what I'm saying? Nobody beefing, nobody really drawling. And 9 times out of 10, that's what happens. Nobody really.
Time, man. It depends who you are, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you came to New York City on fire, everybody had a good time. No fights went on, none of that. Smoking in the club, dancing.
Oh, yeah, I like your event. Your event don't got none of that crazy stuff going on.
Oh, no. He's talking about,
my birthday party, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, my events, it's good that we do it in a real nice neighborhood where the cops patrol regularly.
What?
In Hill Creek, yes, we do.
Yeah, that's the college campus.
We do it in the college campus area.
They beat it in 2 minutes.
Under 2 minutes. They right outside looking at me. I'm like, how y'all doing, officer? Here's some men.
Wow.
Keep the doors away.
Yeah. I'll be picking with you.
But you know what? And in certain times, you have to be careful because you never really know, though. The other night, I don't know who's mad at me for real. Somebody ripped my whole electric meter out of the socket. Like 12:30 Sunday night while I'm doing Philly Shine. Everything just goes black. I'm calling my people like, come get me. Like, I don't know what is going on. Hater.
A lot of haters. Maybe they stop playing their music. I don't know. I mean. maybe get a radio show. I don't know.
I mean. Maybe I ain't return the email. I do that sometimes. Sorry.
Yo.
What's up?
What's going on?
Oh, what's good, Romy? Rome?
Oh, Romeo, what up,
what's
boy?
Good, y'all? What's the deal, y'all? What's up, sis? What are you doing? I'm listening heavy, though. You feel me? Lots of hate going on with this music shit, man, but you put out hits, man.
Uh-huh. And we got to
put out hits, man.
We got Louie the Don.
What's up, bro? What it do, man?
You know?
You know what it is, man. Shout out to motherfucking Mango Slurger, man. Woof, you know what I mean? Straight up, man.
That's what it
is.
Harlem sitting in the lab with y'all, baby. What's good?
Yeah, man, I'm chilling, man, out here in Philly, man. You know, she raining off alone. I don't know what they want to do, but, I mean, I'm up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes,
about to roll me up something real. About to roll me up something real good, man, and keep listening to this good communication. My sis got jumping off, man. I don't know what's up with the eight, man.
You coming out Sunday to Mill Creek? I'm organizing this mixtape.
I'm most definitely coming out this week, sis. I got a show Halloween Saturday, man, at my house, 5630. You know what I'm saying? So, we try to do it real big.
Definitely. Me too. We chilling out. I'm taking it easy.
Yeah,
you know how I do. This is real rap on Philly Shine. And also, C-Styles. Because last week when I was at the school then at R.W. Brown Community Center with Hope Charter School, I got the kids or whatever. They like, can I listen to Philly Shine? What's the radio show? I'm like, no. I'm like, no, you can't listen to Philly Shine, honey. So, you know what I'm saying? We've now organized Philly Shine Junior, which is going to air Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m.
Okay.
I got the kids. We're going to do our shout-outs. They all going to big up themselves. They're going to tell us something great about themselves. And if they're talented, we're going to get a chance to see their talent. It's going to be real nice. These are inner-city kids, crazy, a little bit. Yeah, I have to. And then also artistsagainstviolence.org is helping, you know what I mean, helping me do a lot of other things. Yes?
Good.
Hey, who that?
Seth.
Seth, what's up, baby? Welcome to the show. I didn't know you was listening in, hon.
Yeah, man. I was trying to wait till everybody settled down, man.
It's no problem. There's nothing wrong with speaking up.
Convo.
Okay. Oh. Ain't nothing wrong with speaking up. This is Stitch. Welcome you into the show. I got C Styles, my people
hey,
from
how
York.
You doing? All right. My man, live on the line too. My man, live.
Well, Shorty, what's good with you?
Live was good. Live.
Ain't about nothing, man. That
was good. These my people. The other day we were out patrolling, roaming the streets with my people. Invade your hood. People don't know, like, I mean, I represent Southwest, my blood, the tip of my ear, everything, but I am Philly. That's why it's P-H-I-R-E for fire, honest fire. But it was real nice. A lot of people showed love. Shout out to Itchy Ray and everybody else who came through. Big ups to you guys. What's up with you, Stats?
Shit, man, you already know I'm grinding, man. Working on this project, man. Trying to get this NVIDIA hood popping.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Working on my next mixtape. I got this joint called Make It a Great Thing, and my man Live, he working on his joint.
Yeah. Oh, that's that Hotter Than Whoever. You know that MBK Productions thing. You know, I don't know if anybody heard of it, but that NVIDIA hood thing, I definitely gotta check that out on the tube, man.
You definitely show some love on that shit. Yo, we were just talking about that earlier. That Southwest thing, yeah, you definitely, yeah, I mean, you pretty much threw that thing together for us.
Yeah, you definitely did.
That's what
you.
I do,
Southwest
like. That's what I do. I love it. It was so great. I'm so glad I got to, at the end of it, get my boy DJ Pooh G's on it and get my girl Meek on there. We were introduced to a lot of new artists. It was crazy. Akeem Lane, he did his thing all retarded. This shit was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was a lot of hot niggas out there.
Yeah. Shout out to Two Guns. What's up with you, nigga? You know.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? We just about to drop. We about to really flood the streets. And about that, I want to comment on something that somebody said earlier as far as, like, a lot of niggas hating. A lot of niggas do be hating in Philly, and it's not where we need to be at. Everybody need to, you know what I'm saying, come together, collab, so we can, you know what I mean, get our names out there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas be hating on each other's music and shit.
Yeah, it is nutty.
Yeah,
I'm
going to say one thing, man. You can't be a hater and get money.
Yeah, man.
See, these niggas, I'm noticing with people in general, we talking too much. See, talking is becoming niggas walk. At one point in time, we was able, actually spoke louder than words. I ain't doing no preaching or nothing. It's your boy wrong, man, but I just speak the world, man. Like, I'm a grandma baby, so, you know, growing up, I couldn't play with the other kids, so I couldn't do nothing but analyze on shit. So that's why I'm a good seer and not a good talker all the time. I see shit. So if you know, if these niggas start seeing what's really going on, they start running their mouth, and then the hate may tie down. But you can't get money and be a hater, man. If you get money, you should be doing something useful with it. If you're doing something useful with it, you can't be a hater, man. Get it? I got money. I ain't gonna lie, I can't keep money because I get this shit away. Because there's always somebody that's fucked up when I'm fucked up. So if I come up, if I got $300 in my pocket, why I ain't gonna give a nigga a beat? Cause I ain't gonna do nothing to spend this shit with the nigga anyway. We getting hot, nigga. The fuck? This one comes back around, man. Make that shit come back around the circle, nigga. I'm getting money, nigga. Get money. We rapping, let's make music, man. I can't be worried about what that nigga, that next nigga thinking. Fuck that nigga brain. I got my own shit. See, when I die, I gonna be talking to me. He ain't gonna wake up. He ain't gonna say, "Well, hold up, calm down, daddy. I'm gonna go get this nigga and I'm gonna ask him why you in this situation." He not gonna do that. He gonna ask me what I did, and I'm gonna tell that nigga I held my own shit.
I'm
gonna have more with everybody. You know what? I love everybody.
That's some real nigga shit.
Just to simplify it, and like one thing I stand by, and I came up with this thing when I was about 17 years old. Like, not only do actions speak louder than words, but when you can make your actions match your words, That's all me. That's who I am. If anybody, if I say something, I do it. I get it done. Regardless, I find somebody, I get it done. Like, I can't play those type of games. Like, I like to have.
Be all bark, no bite. That's what that is.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out, man.
That's some bitch ass
niggas. Yeah. And I'm starting to notice, man. I mean, look, I'm 20 now, man. Don't get it fucked up. But it's like, man, the generation ahead of us, man, they just be fucked up. Like, the motherfuckers that's old, they acting young, and our life coming so fast and so crazy that we got to be old. I got gray hairs coming out of my nose. Like, that means I'm out here grinding. Like, I'm out here working. I don't get no sleep. Niggas can't sleep, man. Niggas got kids, but when I come, they can fall back and fuck anything moving. Nigga, I can't do that. I got kids that look at me and they be jamming my music and shit running around the house. I'm like, damn, my kids, what the fuck? I gotta get that shit out there.
You know what, like, definitely appreciate the real rap, like, Rome, you always come through and definitely represent the real. I got to introduce another person. We got to get the show on the roll. My girl Angie, she was helping me with the little secret DJing, getting the thing going on, and down there in ATL. She's sitting here quiet, observing. I appreciate it. But then I have to welcome in. I got welcome into the show, my boy, Weedy Beats. Definitely a hard-working beat maker.
Yo,
it's
yo,
another Weedy
beat. Yo, man, I'm telling you, my sister be having a cool up on here, boy. I'm telling you, man, only the real man come on this show, man. If you ain't real, man, y'all might as well hang up.
You know, I shut him down just like that little gay motherfucker that called in the show. His ass, that was disgusting.
Straight up, man. Niggas, man, it's time to get this music up, man.
Yeah, real rap, man. Real rap.
But,
real rap, man.
I gotta get it. You ready? You ready, Weedy? You ready with me? Everybody, hold on. I'm trying to get into one of his tracks that he actually produced. My Young Buck. The Kid Nice. I call him my young buck, even though I'm a young buck too, you know what I'm saying? I fucks with him. It's a crazy song, it's called In the Mix, because he be in the mix, he be here, there, you know what I'm saying? You got to be in the mix, you got to be able to mix it up. And you know what's crazy? Philly is tough, but if you keep it moving, like even though one door shuts, another one will open. You know, you keep it moving. You just got to stay focused or get in the mix. You got me, Weedy?
Yeah, I got you, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Billy Shad.
Fresh cut. I'm about a dollar, put your bets up. Weedy on the beat. And now I'm next up, drama like Don Cannon. Mind on your money, you got it, then I jam on. I was in block fast, bad and chick named Jadora, said she modeled for a more. She was Joe in a Montana. The flow everlasting, rappers can't match it. A lot of guys throwing punchlines, but mine's landing. They can't stand on. Friday, I'm a club 2-7, but on a Saturday night, my club's random. My game sick, got aim on every chick that tweeted Facebook and got my space. I tagged them, and you can have them. I'm getting it, y'all niggas hating, but I ain't got a lot of time. But I'm getting paper, man. I be on my shit, make it pop. Never, probably never been in the mix. It's like,
I'm in the mix, fresh, low, fresh kid. Lighting up that green line like fresh lid. Know my night light bright, nigga, better live. I be looking like a star, keep the hood on my shit.
I
so don't keep the drinks coming. Cause after this is over, man, I'm trying to think something. Cause on his way, I told him he should grab a duck. Shorty more bounce than an ounce, I'm about to bag it up. I get the number, do the math, then I add it up. She said I'm so fable. Who that means, tatted it up. We'll all attend it, and we're all vended. First watch, I'm a raw smeared all in it. Hood star, open bar, they're all sipping. And they're all bitching, but they're all bitches. Trust me, can't on my hustle, it can't touch me. Get the money, we can split it down the middle like a Dutchie. Now lucky, I be on my shit, and I'm grinning cause I showed you all on my dick. I'm still styling on them nauseous, they so sick. Plus my guys will kill all of your dogs like Vic. Come on.
I'm in the mix, fresh little fresh kid. Lighting up that green line like fresh lid. Know my night like bright, nigga, bet it is. I be looking like a star, keep the hood on my shit. I be in the mix, fresh little fresh kid. Lighting up that green line like fresh lid. Know my night like bright, nigga, bet it is. I be looking like a star, keep the hood on my shit. Don't bypass it over.
That was In the Mix with Kid Nice. Back on the line, Honest Fire, Philly Shine. Time to show off. It's a great, exciting week. We have a lot of things to talk about. And I would also like to welcome in our couple of new callers that we have on the line. You got me with my co-host, Weedy Beats. Just
yeah,
like
yeah.
It's spelled, y'all. Weedy Beats.
Yeah, we got caller 267-339 on the line.
Say something.
Yo, what's up, Weedy?
Yo, who this?
This is Jawan, a.k.a. Oz the Assassin.
What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I love that new track, Weedy.
Good looking, bro. Good looking, man.
Yeah, that's going crazy, Weed. That's what's up, baby.
It's going crazy. It beat wow. It beat shit. It's a good.
Thanks. And for anybody who don't know me, man,
tell them.
Man, from South Philly. Y'all gonna get at me? Hit me up on the space.
Yeah, I got you on my space page already. You know what I'm saying? We like family.
Yeah.
And then we got stars on the line too.
What it do? What it do, homie?
What's good? How you doing? Welcome
to
the show.
How you? I'm
good. Thank you. How you doing? For everybody who don't know, Weedy definitely represents, and he's working with everybody. Live Stats, he is one of those guys that you can work with, like, seriously, so serious about his craft and professional. If you're going to come through without, they definitely, you know what I mean? I'm not even going to say without the BS, because I don't even F with people with BS. Like, I really
right,
don't.
Right.
We're going to bring it down, have some fun. Welcome in some of the other callers. And y'all definitely join us this Sunday at Mill Creek Tavern. It's going down.
You already know we down there.
Yeah, we down there.
Right? Yeah, I'll be down there. All
right. Yo, Weedy, keep doing your thing, my nigga. Definitely,
yeah,
definitely
I'm
support you.
Yeah, I'm saying 27th Street.
Oh, big ass to 27th Street.
But, you know what I'm saying? SMS bangers, you know what I'm saying? That's what we representing, you know what I'm saying? We keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying?
Check out my space.
Yeah, let us know.
I already got my space page, you know what I'm saying?
No. I also have everybody who call in to show off too. I need everybody to network with each other. Tell us
Yeah. I was going to tell y'all about my sister.
Let us know it.
But,
and then it's the show. You can also come back and download it at blogtalkradio.com/honestfire. That's HONESTPHIRE. But go ahead, tell us your MySpace so we can
hold on.
Move on.
How can we get our music on
there? Talk to me and Weedy.
The MySpace page is SMS_bangers@yahoo.com, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing but fire, party beats all day, you know what I'm saying? I already added Weedy as a friend already, you know what I'm saying? I know him from younger days, you know what I'm saying? We just doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? Trying to support the movement and trying to put Philly on the map, you know what I'm saying? Basically, that's it. Like, it's nothing but, like, party songs. It's just, like, real stuff, like, letting y'all know, like, you know what I'm saying, how Philly really is. You know what I'm saying? We about to drop our new CD called Danger Zone Part 2. We getting money. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bless you.
All right.
We just showing love to Philly, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, then that's what's good. This is Philly Shine, so it's definitely that forum for you. So I got you, baby. Thank you so much. And I also got my people. You said it was an 862 number?
Yeah, 862.
862, welcome to
Sunshine. Hey, Honest Fire and Weedy, this is Kel from Jersey, Future Guru 100, and y'all could Google me off the rip, you know, but I want to tell y'all that the show is fire. I logged on, I tweeted it that, actually, Honest Fire, you at the top of the page on my timeline, because, you know, we kicked it today, you know, I just want to make sure that we just network right now. I called into the show because I saw you blog it on the Twitter and everything. So I just want to shout out to everybody that got a Twitter page right now that's listening. Catch up with Honest Fire. My Twitter page is Future Guru 100, and I do mixtape promotions, MP3 promotions. I got the blog popping, Street Quick Muscle Cars, .blogspot. And y'all could get up on some promotion. I just want to network with Philly because I'm right in Jersey, man. There ain't no sense I can't be down there in Mill Creek kicking with y'all. Polly,
we hand in hand with it, right?
I'm loving this show. I'm loving this show. I done heard that jam that he just played. That shit was fire. And that's the kind of track you like I was just telling Honest Fire today. Everything I hear that comes to my email, I can't fuck with it. But, I mean, if I hear them tracks and they fire, I'm fucking with it. So, This is the thing that we gotta do, man. We gotta stand behind and get up on what we believe in, man, and just make that effort, man. No hating, man. Because like my man, somebody said earlier, you can't get no money and be hating, yo. I heard that earlier since I've been on the line. Yeah.
Yeah, my brother Bone said that.
Real
but that's real rap. And you really can't. And you got to keep it moving. I try to keep it moving all the time. I practice sucker free. I think I put that as my religion on Facebook. My religion is sucker free. I'm playing games. We got to keep it entertaining. And definitely I'm working hand in hand with Future Guru because as with anything in this business, your reputation is everything. So do your research about people and recognize who you're dealing with. You know what I mean? Like, I think those are, like, the most three important R's, like, in this business. Like, you got to understand you're dealing with a person who's actually doing something. You know what I mean? When the stats came to me, he told me about In Your Hood. I looked it up. Weedy Beats, you know what I mean? I seen him at the showcases. I heard about his other tracks that he was doing. I fucks with him. Me and my brother, that's family, of course family. We're not real brothers and sisters, but that's how we built our relationship. I call my brother. I say I love him the same way. Demel, my CEO, oh, my gosh. Like, we definitely got to look each other up, and that's when you get real fam stabilization conglomerate. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when you get real business. And we showing off.
True.
It's always. Speaking of collaborations, I just did a collaboration with my friend Corey Wims. He's singing on the hook. Timo is rapping first, me second, and then I have Raw Deal coming in on the end. But before I go into this track, do I still got stats and live on?
Yeah, you still got it.
I'm here, man.
All right. Yeah, definitely. I know y'all listening, but I have to show you guys off too, and I want to talk about your websites and what you're doing on the show, because I do have a lot of people who come back and listen and then check up on each other and true fans. And I much love to the fans, love the emails and everything. Please comment and rate the show too. Let me know if you like it or whatever, or what you don't like or whatever. It's all needed, you know what I mean? And I take critique very well.
But you know what I'm saying? I was telling people about the mixtapes we got coming out, the Invading Your Hood thing on the tube. Stats, he got this crazy, crazy banger that I think the whole
She heard that thing.
I know she heard it.
She heard it, man.
She heard it, but I got to keep talking about it. That bump in your body.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Tell us the MySpace, Facebook, Twitters. And also
you can MySpace me, MySpace.com/stats215. You could Twitter me, stats215. You can check my mixtape out, Stats on Deck. That's a 5th and Tabor Road. It says Swag 215, 215
Swag.
Swag,
yeah.
Yeah, so YouTube, Stats Moolah. YouTube, Invading Your Hood. You can check out all the weeks we've been dead so far. You know,
1 through 7.
About, like,
we got way more weeks coming. Got to go back to the hood. Keep going back to hood.
Shit crazy right now.
Hey, what you say?
Y'all going to have an honest. I know I'm announcing it right now in y'all face, but y'all going to have an honest fire Philly tour, because I want to invade some hoods too.
I got you.
I was in Maggiano's. What'd you say?
Tell them about the hoods we invaded so far, so they know what hoods
is.
We did the first week. We did 20th and Westmoreland down North Philly. Yeah. Then we went out Delaware and we got my man Kev Killer. We got Kev Killer.
Sharpshooters.
Sharpshooters. We got a couple of niggas from out there.
Week 3 was West Philly.
We got Young Hot out there.
Week 4, got a lot of South Philly niggas just showing love, you know what I'm saying? A lot of hot niggas down there, you know what I'm saying? Week 5 was Irony, you know, got a lot of hot niggas up there. Week 6, shout out to my man Avi Vegas from G-Unit Philly. He was on that joint, you know, just showing love to the whole Philly. And we definitely going to show love to other hoods. We coming. We going to invade your hood soon.
I was trying to get in contact with my man Ali Vegas. He ain't picking up his deck, but I was trying to get him on the line with us. Yeah, I'm talking about, so he can tell y'all about the shit he got coming out. Yeah, man, you already know that's Ali Vegas, G-Unit Philly.
Yeah, I still got his first little mixtape he put out last year.
Yeah, I was trying to get in contact with him. Yeah, man, but he ain't on.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Ali Vegas, man. G-Unit Philly, man.
I got a
them niggas over there.
Yeah, that's my man.
I got a plug for y'all before y'all. Before y'all get into that, it's a website that we do it for people, man. And if anybody is ready to step their website game up, I got to give y'all this information, www.duetcustomdesigns.com, D-U-E-T, Duet Custom Designs.
Oh, wow.
And we taking it really, really where we need to be. If y'all want to look like $1 million online, this is where you need to be, man, because I'm on the sales team and it's really official right there. I mean, everybody's coming out of the MySpace and getting their own identity. So you gotta have a website and establish that identity, man. So what's important is, that's right. Not only do I do the website and the website design, I get the traffic to the site. So basically, when you see me tweeting, and if I get on Honest Fire page and start following y'all, I'm going to ask y'all to follow me, and then I'm going to show y'all what I do. Like, you see the plays that I do for my artists, man. They get hundreds and hundreds of plays, man, like after 2 days or 3 days. So I keep it going, man. So the most part, like the players I load and play for people, the mixtapes, it registers the hits. It tell you the hits, and that's one thing I'm proud of. Like, I'm getting results for people, and they fucking with me like that. So I'm going to tell y'all.
Definitely.
That's right. Okay. Duet Custom Designs when y'all ready for the websites, man.
If y'all ready to
step your website game up, I'm going to tell you to log on right now, www.duetcustomdesigns.com. It's D-U-E-T. Custom Designs.
Designs with an S on the end, okay? And you're going to see all the work we did for Atlantic Records, Capitol Records, T.I., all that shit. You're going to see all that shit. We not Little League. That's not Little League information. I'm giving y'all Big League information.
That's what's
big
up.
League
you
information.
Said you wanted to hear some music. You don't get a chance to really get into some good music. I got the banger. X Squad DJs, we pushing this joint hard. We got other tracks. Of course, I got tracks. Hadonis, we do it. We do it real big. But we definitely push the shit out of motherfuckers.
Send
and
it
this
to
is
my
a
Gmail.
Sexy hot track. Nah, you about to hear it right now. You got me, Weedy. I got to hear it bopping. You know I be loving it, y'all. She bopping. Do it. All I do is bop. Put my booty in the joint. And that's not the lyrics, but I just make it up because it's fun. But go ahead, Weedy. You got it, baby.
I got you.
Ooh.
She bop.
Oh, you going to like this joint too, brother.
She
bop. I'm listening.
She bopping. See me in the club, fresh fit, crown, hold it down, and I'm iced up.
Now, he bobbin'. See me in the VIP, nice hip, fat ass, so you spend in the world.
Shorty, you bobbin'. You know I'm on the fruity. Let me smack the booty, I'll put you on the goosey.
You bobbin'. You know you wanna do me. $100, nigga, I can make it juicy. Move like I move it. Do it like I do it. And if I gotta prove it, we can get into it. You bobbin'. All on my movement. I'ma be the teacher and let you be the student. Something like the teacher pack. Can you get the teacher wet? Or maybe you ain't made it past that test yet. All on the back of my butt like a cigarette. And if you pour that, make sure you blow that. Show that. Yeah, buddy, you got it. Pop around here like money, no object. Do it then. Yeah, spin it then. You bought this bitch with a dividend.
Trying to keep her eyes off a boss, nigga, but she can't. I'm going so motherfucking hard in the paint. If I take another shot, bust a rock, I'ma faint. La mama acting bad, I think she wanna do me. She body dress Coogi and the high heels Gucci. Holly Berry face, slim waist, fat booty. If I get her in the mo, I'ma make a damn movie. I'm gone off the goosey, drone got me groovy. La mama keep bopping and it's doing something to me. She got her hair dead, she got her nails done. I want some. She poppin'. See me in the club, fresh fit, crown, hold it down, and I'm iced up.
Now, he bobbin'. See me in the VIP, nice hip, fat ass, so you spend in the world.
Shorty, you bobbin'. You know I'm on the fruity. Let me smack the booty, I'll put you on the goosey.
You bobbin'. You know you wanna do me. $100, nigga, I can make it juicy.
She poppin'. She poppin'. She poppin'. She poppin'.
Now.
We bopping, we bopping. What y'all think about that joint, man?
Fuck with that joint, man.
I fuck with that joint. The beat
that
crazy.
That was your beat, cuz?
No, I'm about to put on one of my
joints
right now.
I
fuck
with that joint.
Yeah.
Yo, cuz. It was on some kind of like down south shit,
yeah,
but I fuck
with
that joint.
That's what I was thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had a down south vibe.
Yeah, that's Yeah, that is down south. They from Alabama. Strong collaboration.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that's that ball body. I got one of his beats. We got the new callers on the line. Weedy, do we open up the choice? I gotta get to that 501 number. Weedy. Oh man, I lost Weedy. Hold on. I gotta get my co-host back on the line. Having a little technical difficulties. If you listen in, I'm trying to open up the mics. We were just then trying to get them open before the song went off. But thank you for listening. You did fuck with that joint, Cal? Killer Cal? Guess we lost Killer Cal. I still got live and stats. That's what's up.
Man,
keep it moving.
That
y'all did? Y'all liked it too?
Yeah,
I fuck with that joint.
She's a hard worker, and you know that sexy stuff works. Now you pop.
Yeah, sexy. Mm-hmm.
That was the shorty. That was her track.
Tam Tam, yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's hard.
Definitely is. But Weedy make beats though, all crazy.
Weedy make beats. We gonna get into a track that Weedy just did with
I heard. You live. You remember? I was gonna grab a beat off Weedy, but it was a lot of, it was a long story with that one. But yeah, I definitely gotta get with him on some beats.
Yeah, definitely do. Cause I don't think I heard no beats from him. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm pretty sure he put out great work. You know,
Oh, that's well. We gonna figure it out. Weedy is definitely he has a lot of beats to give out. We showing off on Philly Shine. Philly Shine, welcome back. Mr. C Styles.
What's poppin', people? I just brought my man out right now.
Welcome to Philly Shine. My name is Honest Fire. This is my show that I host, and I definitely welcome everybody to come through and show off. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. I didn't catch your name again. Beautiful, what's your name?
My name's Honest Fire.
Honest Fire, how you doing, Honest Fire? What's going on?
Sitting here chilling with my peoples in Philly, holding it down, waiting for my co-host to call back in. We were playing some good music, grinding, networking, talking shit. What's up?
Little
we welcome you.
Little Zane from Dr. Doolittle, 112 and all that. He's back right now.
Yeah, we definitely know your resume. What's good? Please show off. Let us know. How can we stay in touch? What's your Twitter so we can follow you and whatnot?
Man, y'all can follow me at Twitter, you know what I'm saying, Lil Zane 09. That's my Twitter. You know what I'm saying? My MySpace is official Lil Zane, official plus LILZANE. So it's official Lil Zane all together. You know what I mean? Live from LA right now, out here working on this little movie right here called Walls of Separation. I got coming out next year at the top of the year. And I'm out here auditioning for the new movie Stomp the Yard 2 is coming out. It looked like I got a good chance of, you know, being the lead in Stomp the Yard 2. So, you know what I mean? Everybody wish me luck on that. But,
I wish you great luck. And the films, I just helped my friends in Philly organize a premiere. We doing a lot of great things over here, too. So, getting that acting, you gotta definitely be diverse. You know, I get it, and I'm an artist slash host slash promoter slash this. What other things have you gotten into being an artist?
Man, being an artist, I'm also into, you know, not only acting in films. You know, I started a record label called US Entertainment. I got a couple artists coming out. One's named the GR Boys out of Atlanta, Sterling out of Atlanta. And I also got my new project coming out. I got a mixtape, Lyrically Insane, dropping. It's going to drop next month. I got two mixtapes dropping, Lyrically Insane, the audio cut. And y'all going to be able to pick that up on iTunes, on MySpace, CD Baby, FYE, Walmart, all that stuff next month. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all check for that. And, working on this new album, man, in the studio, working on this new album for the top of the year.
Well, that's what's up, and I definitely have wide open arms for you on Philly Shine. I do my interview thing. We get it in. I show off, bring the callers, bring your fans, and do a real nice special.
I love Philly, too. I want to say I was just out there in Philly not too long ago, I shot a movie out there called After Autumn with Sunday Carter. Shout out to Sunday Carter, you know what I'm saying, Jamal Hill, everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy Vinny Siegel, you know what I'm saying, everybody out there that do it real big, man.
That's what's up, Zane, man. I like that title, Daddy, that title crazy.
Yes,
sir. You hear that title we got for that mixtape, man? I wish that was an album title, but you know what, Zane, that's what's up, Daddy.
Lyrically Insane, the mixtape, and the album is untitled, so we might call it Lyrically Insane, the album, but you know what I mean, right now it's the mixtape, and also we got the audio clip mixtape.
Hold on, Rob, hold on, definitely, thank you so much, I'm going to definitely get a chance to grip that up or whatever, we need to get all the new music that we can, especially if it's real good and promotion is
awesome. Hey, how can I send you some music directly to where you got like an email or something? I can send you some music to directly.
Of course, no problem. My email is HONEST.
Hold on, I'm grabbing a pen real quick. My bad. Go ahead, say it again real quick.
It's HONEST.
HONEST.
PHIRE.
RRE.
@gmail. Honest Fire. And
Lil Zane, y'all say it like a little quick 8 bars if possible.
You gotta do it. I was just, you took the words right out of my mouth, C-Style. That wasn't trying to be disrespectful,
you know what I mean?
Lil Zane, to you, brother. Lil Zane, I'm like, hold up. I'm a fan. I'm a true fan of yours, Lil Zane, since forever. So, of course, I'm going to definitely ask for something. Whatever you want to do for the girl, like, holler. and you're
good.
In the process,
you know,
right now.
You want to hear something right now?
Yeah, right now you're in the presence of a lot of great MCs from Philly and also a great promoter from Jersey, my brother Rome from Raw Deal Entertainment, Universal, everything, Live, Stats 215, definitely doing a great and big job invading your hood on YouTube. You got to check that out.
Yeah,
we did it all crazy in Southwest Philly. But no, just do whatever you feel. Do what you want to promote. I have people who come through, check up on the show. You know what I mean? Go on.
All right, well, Chair, here we go. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. Hey, do I look like a waiter to you, shawty? I'm my own man, taking no orders from anybody. Since a little nigga trained in the potty, my nose snotty for my birthday party. Papa purchased me a shawty. Problems with anybody, I'll probably spoil the party. Problems with anybody, I'll probably spoil the party. Perfectly pointing pistols, putting holes in your body. You permanently paralyzed, and I'm praying to the Pope. I'm puffing this perp, trying to get some paper out of the purse. It's funny how this shit works. The money, honey's in work. Pull the top off the light, hit the block up, and it went berserk.
Oh,
y'all ain't ready for that.
Oh,
shit.
My God.
Ready,
no,
what
is that?
What
is that? That was true talent. That was a talented flow. It was crazy. That was crazy.
All day.
That was, yeah,
I love
that.
Philly, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out of Philly doing it big, man.
Lil Zane, I also have a producer. I got to get him back on the line. Weedy B.
I'm right here.
My calls. Weedy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to call back, you know.
Okay. I definitely know that Weedy enjoyed that, too. He's definitely goes hard. But, you're welcome. I'm thank you. Please email me. We'll keep up the contact. It's a lot of things to show off. I'm going to welcome everybody else who's on the line to do their thing.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to start it off with my lady's first tip. But we won't get into one of Weedy Beats' tracks that he did with an artist from Philly named
Trooper.
Yeah, I'm bad. I'm bad about that, y'all. I hit the button by mistake.
No problem. But, yeah, I want you to be able to hear us. We're going to show off a little bit. Please tune in. Welcome. I gave you my email.
Yeah.
We'll keep contact. I got Weedy Beats, a producer. He will give you beats like no problem, right, Weedy?
I need all that. I'm gonna definitely keep the relationship open, man. I appreciate y'all reaching out to me, and we gonna we gonna keep it 100, man. I'm gonna definitely email you some of my new joints, and hopefully I can get some love over there on your show, man. I'm loving what y'all doing.
Effing yeah. But going to that track by Scoop.
Lil Zane, I was the Universal 2010,
yeah. Yes, sir.
Romeo, I see you, boy.
What's up, Scott, man? I'm here, daddy. Yeah, man, I'm here, man. You know what it is, man. Roger Squad Entertainment Universal, man. Let's get it.
Woo!
I'm a little hot tamale, super bad mommy, cooler than a fan, got cheese like sashimi, attitude funky like baloney, I'm a bad chick so I switch like Naomi, tell them hot bones, why them hoes try to clone me, cause all my shit crazy but they look like monkey, I shake my little donkey donkey for that chunky percentage of that paper, get it like I'm recycling, and I'm so quite ridiculous, check out the way I'm switching, and smoking, choking, no killer, I'm higher than many ripples, and all my goonies is major, these girlies a bunch of haters, well just to keep they attention, I'm sitting on toilet paper. I barely make time to flush in a rush to get at this money. Man, I gotta go, so these hoes can't touch me. But these niggas really want to. Oh, yeah, you know you want to. Turn your girl out, have her flipping like a car wheel.
All right, we're going to get into some more music. We back on the line, sitting up there talking to my boy Weedy Beat. How was y'all feeling about that? Exclusive got a lot of energy.
That beat was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I can say. That beat was crazy.
Yeah, that's produced by me, man. If y'all want some bangers like that, y'all need to get at me.
That's definitely what it is, bro. Who was on that track?
That's Exclusive the Trooper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she cool. I got y'all. I connect everything.
But y'all want to go directly to my MySpace joint. I mean, y'all just type in WEEDYBEATS and hit that music tab. My music page will come right up.
All right.
Well, we gonna get into one more track. I'm gonna try to see if I can get C Styles and Lil Zane back online, and open up the other caller. Wait, what, don't we have a 215-501?
Yeah.
Hello.
215. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Who's this?
This is Shelly Ann,
though.
Baby! What's good?
Ain't much, man.
And, my boss, baby. Oh, I didn't know that was your number. You know how cell phones, you just totally get disattached. I just brighten up a little bit. Fuck something up. Well, A&O, chilling with us. We about to go in. I'm going to get my other, I'm going to play this music. We're going to talk to Shelliano because he has an album, a double disc. That shit crazy. Ball shit. Philly all the way. But
yeah, man,
I'm
got to do something, man. Man, I'm got to do something.
Most definitely.
You hear that? He trying to give you some beats, man. But
yeah,
we will go to the way that you move, Corey Wims, my boy Timo, Raw Deal at the end. Get it in. You got me, Weedy?
Yeah, I got you, baby.
All right. In on the building!
In the club and you know I'm in my groove. Mommy, it's something about the way that you move. A couple shots of Henny threw back a couple blues. Got me thinking about going home with you. Too bad, but if and my, I can't choose. Both of y'all come in front if you want to. And my, I don't wanna hear what you don't do. We can drink a little liquor, blow a little skunk too. Then I wanna get you from behind. Turn around, shake it, my dirty wine. You know your boy here got a dirty mind. I done danced with you like 30 times. Yo, to move up in the club, man, I'm VIP. Straight through the doors, down need the CID. And I'm me, I get through the doors with my heat. Got a couple on me, couple more, and my teeth will bounce. Move, shake, dance, get in your groove, now let's go.
The way that you move.
A lot of love, a lot of very professional people in the building. Big ups to one of the good ones in Philly. One of the best of Philly. And what's good, baby? Welcome back to Philly Shine.
Thanks, man. You know, sitting back, man, you know what I mean? Taking care of my kids and, you know what I mean, trying to stay focused on music. I got another double CD about to come out called Strugglenomics, The Rise of the Corporation. Got my man Alcatraz that was making beats for Wu-Tang. Five Daily Venoms, the producer of the second half of it. And just doing a lot of shows. I did a live show with the boys that play for Alicia Keys and John Legend, a live band show. You know what I mean? Just trying to stay focused, man. You know what I mean? Content, calm, well-grounded, you know what I mean, thinking corporate, you know what I mean.
That's definitely a corporate man right there. But did y'all film it? I gotta see that. I missed that. You know, one thing about you, you know, you are one of the best performers. It's just a great draw. Like, it's that passion in your voice and just definitely your lyrics, too.
Mm-hmm.
I try to put it all out there because, you know what I mean, from things that I've been through in my life, you know what I mean? I wear my heart on my sleeve, so I think the best way to sell records nowadays is by being honest, you know what I'm saying? And,
hey, baby.
and giving people real good music. Like, I feel as though if I give people albums, I don't want to cheat them. That's why I'm doing double CDs from now on, because people need to, even though it's all good to have club music and it's all good to have, you know, a gangster, but we want to mix it all up. We want to have, you know what I mean, that lush, that good music that, you know what I mean, that the streets been missing, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to stay focused, like really giving people good music and my lyrical content to be, you know what I mean, top notch and make sure that, you know what I mean, I stay focused as a person, period, you know what I'm saying? Because it's hard out here, you know what I mean?
It is. And then sometimes you do get sidetracked. And like even on your album, I got that joint. You go into that skit that you did talking about your situation with Easy Money. Like a situation, sometimes people really messing with your craft and your love can drive you like really crazy to want to do things to where I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Where somebody get hurt. So can you like for having to go through a senior? That situation, like, give us some, like, how you got out of it. Like, what made you continue on? I'm going to ask you a question, like, I don't know the answer, but go ahead.
I mean, you know, like, people got to understand that, you know what I'm saying? Like, this industry, you know what I mean, it's a wicked game. It's a little more lethal than the drug dealing game and anything else because you're dealing with paperwork and you're dealing with real crafty people. People that you coming up against ain't just a street mentality person. They might be a Harvard graduate, Yale graduate, and they know how to say the right things. They know how to expose the things in front of you to make you want what they have and the desires that you want, the bling and all that. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, they really don't even be having no money, man. You know what I mean? They be worth $1 million because of the things that they have, not because they got money, but just, you know what I mean, worldly possessions like a house, cars because they got good credit, you know what I'm saying? So they put
mm-hmm.
out this illusion, you know what I mean, because they dealing with all these other guys that's in the industry that really the industry dudes that's already industry don't care about us anyway. So they think we dumb anyway, so they'll sit there and co-sign this nigga. And you'll be believing them, you know what I'm saying? And it'll make you throw all your chips in, you know what I'm saying? And you be thinking you rolling with the real deal. And at the same time, it'd be a fraudulent, fabricated-ass nigga. So, you know what I mean? You can't follow niggas, you know what I mean, that try to lead you to the wrong well that's mixed with oil instead of the well that's with the water that's pure, you know what I'm saying? And you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? You got to be real cautious on what you're doing to this business, man, because, you know, even when you're doing this, time is moving. Time is passing, you know what I'm saying? And he absorbing your time, he absorbing your talent, he messing with your integrity, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, they don't care about your peoples. One of the main reasons I really stopped dealing with dude was because he ain't care about my peoples. He was just like, oh, it's all about you, it's all about you. And I can't do that because a lot of people made major sacrifices for me, and my whole thing about me is be loyal. You know what I mean? Loyalty is everything to me, man, you know what I'm saying? So I can't turn my back on my peoples that sacrifice when they don't even got nothing, and they sacrifice their last for me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, exactly, and that's
great
real
word.
Shit. Thank
yeah.
you for thank you for even saying that. You know what I mean? Like, tonight's show, we definitely tapped in a lot of things. We earlier in the show, we're talking about how people are beefing and stuff, and then, like, loyalty came up. But I said certain people are just automatically neutral. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when it comes to beef, you know what I'm saying? It's been a situation where you're friends with a girl that I didn't, you know what I mean, that I wasn't cool with. But I'm not saying to you, oh, Shellyanne, you can't hang around her. She is stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Certain people are neutral when it comes to negativity and is still loyal. But I don't like when niggas take shots at the neutral person. Like, nigga, I ain't got.
You know what it be, though, honest, man. Like, you know, everybody, like, mostly everybody are artists. And everybody, you know what I mean, got egos and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And really, in this game, man, we don't got no time to be egotistical. You know what I'm saying? Like, in order to be a boss or be a person that's really going to achieve into this, you got to realize even it ain't just about music, it ain't just about business, it's about making changes in yourself, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? A lot of people that's having these beefs, you know, I understand why they be going through it because they be hurt at the time, but you got to grow up. You know what I'm saying? People. It be stepping stones, you know what I'm saying? Obstacles come your way. That's how you get challenged to learn how to go further into the game, you know what I mean? Because if these obstacles wasn't here, then how would you learn? You know what I mean? It's all about experience. You know what I mean? People really need to stop wasting their time on beef and going through anything. It's a lot of dudes that I don't like, but you know what I mean? I learned to love them because they're not making me or breaking me, you know what I'm saying? It's my relationship with God. And how I gotta do what I gotta do to take care of my children, you know what I'm saying? My fiance, you know, she always told me, you know what I'm saying, even when I was doing my music, she'd be like, you know what I mean, stop waiting on niggas, stop waiting on this, stop waiting on that. Get up, nigga, and do it yourself, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the type of attitude everybody gotta have, you know what I mean? Motivation, you know what I mean, gotta come from God, the heart, and the people that surround you that really love you. If a person don't love you, that's fine. That means you got rid of them easy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know what I mean? It's time to shine because in due time, everybody going to shine. Like, whether a person was focused on you or not, you still on his fire. You still got your radio station. You still politicking with people when people still going to make money. You know what I mean? I see you at clubs making money. I don't see everybody else making money. Or I don't see everybody else going to shows. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, keep doing what you're doing, man. You know what I mean?
Definitely. But I'm open up the lines real fast and definitely welcome people in because we only have a few more minutes left in the show. And Anno is crazy because it's an independent. It's so wide open to do things independently. You know what it is to do shit on your own, sell that shit, sell your music.
I get that LLC license, man. ASCAP publishing, man. You know what I mean?
That too. And then I got Weedy. He has a beat. He definitely want to give you what you want, whatever.
Yeah, man,
he
want to
play a beat,
man.
But I want to open up the mic and see what MCs are still listening in on the line. I'm going to go down the line. You got me, Weedy?
Yeah, I got you. We got 267-595 on the line.
Definitely my brother. What up, Rome? We gonna keep his mic open. He probably got it on mute. We gonna keep it moving. See what's good with everybody else. All
right, that's the only callers we have right now.
Okay, well, we're still gonna play that beat. Get that shit popping.
All right, so we wanna throw that on right now while we wait for more callers.
Yeah, definitely. Throw it on because yeah, people still listen online. Who knows? And I want to hear it. I know Anna want to hear it.
Yo.
I knew you had your mic muted. But, yeah, Bleedy wanted to play a beat or whatever.
Okay, go ahead. What's up, Shirley? I had that drone on mute.
All right.
What's up, Shirley?
What's going on, man?
Chilling, man. It's a pleasure, man. Straight legend of Philly, man. You know what it is, man. You know what I mean? Honest, you know what it is, sis. I mean, he the best, man. Been listening to you for years, man.
Shellyanne does not miss my events. He does not miss it. He does not miss it. He shows up.
True OG, man, the game, man.
That's my heart. Like,
I truly appreciate that, man.
Make sure I get home. That's my heart. Like,
yeah, man.
You know, is that perfect. Crazy.
See, Shell's been popping before Big Star, man. See, I keep trying to tell my niggas and I heard, like, y'all gotta go back on Shell, man. Shell's been spitting, you know what I mean, and doing a lot of shit out here for Philly, you know what I mean? A lot of people know you from, you know, Big Star and all that. I was listening to shit before that, you know what I mean? So, you know, Rome Street, I'm old here too, but you know what I mean? I'm a fan at the same time as an artist. I'm a fan, though, you know what I mean? It's people like you that make me listen to music and make me go back and rewrite my rhymes and say, hold up, man, they got to keep this shit real. You know what I mean?
I appreciate so, it, man. You know, man, I have to love here, man. You know what I mean? Anybody that love me, man, I definitely love them back, you know what I'm saying? And,
that's what's up, cousin.
I'm going to keep trying to give out that good music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Most definitely. Sis talk big about you, man. Sis talk big about you. Since I met Honest, she talked big about you. You know what I'm saying? Me and Honest, we go low back. I mean, sis, good peoples, man. Good girl, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Plus, you know, like, it's all about it sticking together, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People got to know that, you know what I mean? That other people was networking and we showing each other the love that we supposed to make it in the city.
Exactly. Exactly. Go ahead, sis. Go ahead and do what you got to do, sis. Go ahead. We put that beat on, baby.
We're going to put that beat on the last couple minutes of the show. Get it popping. Y'all know it's going down this Sunday. Mill Creek, Weedy, you're going to bring a bunch of beats because we're going to go in. We're going to have fun. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have people spitting off originals. We're going to freestyle it up. We're going to have some fun Sunday.
Yeah, I'm bringing some hot shit there, too.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, so I'm about to get into this drum right now, y'all. Something going on, technical difficulties with this joint. I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
we all talk to each other.
Yeah, that thing definitely hammers.
Would you want that joint to hammer? So I heard you on that track. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah,
I heard you. That joint like a movie.
Yeah,
it just sounded like a movie.
That was with that one, yeah.
Next time I put this joint on, I gotta make sure it's joint clear. I don't know what it be like breaking up and all that. I don't know what be going on.
Yeah,
I think I heard enough of it. We got 60 seconds in the show.
Hey,
go ahead.
You know that's exclusive to Trooper that we talking on that Black Queen song. You know what I mean?
What Black Queen song?
The song I got on the double CD, that Black Queen.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a track with exclusive. I mean, I don't know if you heard it or not, though.
Yeah, he was on there listening.
Yeah, I listened to it. I like that joint. Her boyfriend sung the hook for that joint, too, that Black Queen joint.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joint,
where'd you record that joint at?
I recorded it at their crib.
Okay, that's what's up.
You know, I make house business for this music, man. You know what I mean?
I know, that's right. You got to get it in. You got to come down to Thundercat Studio, G-State shit.
Yeah, that's my young boy, man. What's up with him? Talking about my man
Everything.
In the wheelchair, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, he a beast.
He definitely is a beast. He is so thorough. That's what's up. Hey, family. You know, you got to be about your family. If people ain't about their family, they reckless, you know, or they don't care about themselves, they reckless. And they just, you know, I can't fuck with people who are reckless. I'm not a reckless person. I worry about consequences and everything. And then also, this Thursday, before I get back to Philly Shine, I'm doing Philly Shine Jr. And Anna, you're definitely welcome to come with me to the school up, Ace and Cease will be more when I do Philly Shine with the kids. We're going to keep it PG. The kids are so precocious and just ready. I told them, yeah, Philly Shine, now you can't come on here. I don't want to hear nothing about y'all listening to Philly Shine, okay? Because this we cuss all that other shit. But do Philly Shine Jr., keep the PG, let the kids have a good time. They love good time.
Yeah, I had fun at Grants High School not that long ago. Yeah, S5 had went down there. You heard S5 on Beanie Sigel's album?
Oh, no, that's what's up.
Yeah, he on there with him and Freeway. Him being the Freeway just did a joint. And he about to do America's Best Dance Crew, the music that come on to it. So shout out to 5. Shout out to S5.
Yeah, 5 definitely be hustling. S5 is also a person in Philly who does it big and is professional and thorough, too. Big ups to S5. Big ups to Shelliano. Thank you, Weedy Beats. Thank you, everybody who called in live. That's 215. Big ups to everybody from In Your Hood. Oh, my gosh. Invading Your Hood. I'm sorry. Shelliano, we had the cameras out. It was crazy. It was crazy. I went in. Oh, man.
I know that's right. You work hard, man. You know what I mean? Proud of you, man.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of stuff, man. Like, you ain't play no games. When you got this internet station, you was on your job, and you still on your job. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? That, it's definitely opening a lot of doors for other people, too, man. It's a major network situation.
Exactly. And I extended. That's why I continue. You know, big ups to Weedy Beats. Shout out to my boy Kawhi down in, Virginia, he definitely hold me down. Everybody in the Dirty South, Demel, Tam Tam, Boppin, Adonis up here with me. That's my heart. That is my heart. Passion, Southwest, my BFF, DJ Truth, DJ Doc Holiday, DJ Fire, Looney Tunes, Shelliano, Lil Zane for calling in and peed it up. Did you hear that, Show?
Yeah, I heard Lil Zane.
That shit was stupid. That shit was ridiculous.
He
was in his bag. He did it. Fucking flow was phenomenal. He's like, pull it.
Most definitely, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Beans, too. Forgive me. My little shout out on my album, man. Petey Crack. I had a lot of people help me with my joint, so, this new album, man, is going to be real vivid, man. It's going to be like, you know what I mean, I took you through a walk through my life, man, you know what I'm saying?
So for Thursday, can Thursday Philly Shine Day be about you and this project you have? Because as you heard, like, it's a lot of traffic going on. You ready. You got to, it's ready. For that traffic, we got mad consumers. There's so many deals going on right now. You got to get those consumers. Can we have you? I want to bait you. I want to make money with you.
Most definitely,
you
man.
Know what
you know, like, my whole thing is, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make my little company, like, you know what I mean, the next Rockefeller, man, because, you know, a lot of these dudes, you know, I never knew that all these record companies was rich enough owning all these artists publishing, man. And it's just crazy, like, people really got how they business street, man. For real, like.
It's not fair.
Yo, it's really not, like.
Yeah, I want to say something to Shaliano, man. Shout out to you, man, because you got the shit. I really fuck with you, man. I've been wanting to do some shit with you, so. I mean, we got to get something popping, though, man.
You know, every producer I deal with, man, I do a whole album with them. You know what I mean? That's how I get down, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? That way we all make money, man.
He ain't lying.
For this business transactions.
Yeah, I don't like the fuck playing. He He is probably the best artist to I've ever seen record. I've never seen anybody do what you've done.
Oh, the shit is lyrics. The shit he says, like, be real shit, man. Real shit.
Oh, man, y'all gonna love this Struggle-nomics jump, man, you know what I mean? Because it's real vivid, man. Like, you know, I held back a lot of stuff in my life, and I said, you know, I'm gonna put it all out on the table, man, because I need these skeletons out of my closet, man, you know what I'm saying? So I could go to the brighter side, you know what I mean? And the other half is called the rise of the corporation. And I'm going in, man. I'm talking that boss talk, man. You know what I'm saying?
Can you give us something? You want to give us some real rap? Some of your skeletons? You want to give us some balls? I want to hear just like, cause you gotta close out the show for me. Give me a 10, a 20, a 99. I don't give a fuck, right?
All right, man. I'm gonna say. I'm about to take you way back, moments vivid like Kodak, but my mom built the house from scratch. She was a soldier for that, should have been on Oprah for that. Instead, the government took it and exposed it a crack. I used to have to fight tears, the devil don't fight fear. I'm so glad I'm out of that nightmare. Pain became my teacher, I'm beyond niggas by light years. And tell the hood I ain't leaving my niggas, I'll be right here. I'm moving warp speed for the number one spot. Tapeworm in my stomach, my hunger never stopped. My teardrops turn to candy apple red drops. My kids, daddy gonna live, so baby fear not. Icy bezel with my mach, this for Kevin and my pops. Pour champagne on the curb for every nigga from the third. My life is a motion picture full of drug dealers and killers. It's gonna be a cold winter. Hope you got a chinchilla. Fuck any rapper from young to old. Cause all these niggas is faggots that have sold they soul. I narrate in the midst of war. Piss Chris on the lips of whores. Push whips with the lift up doors. Dump clips on the stick of boars. I'm what the street dream about. I'm the shit, young boy. Corporation for life. My apparel is so prestigious. I'm so icy. I'm feeling like a pharaoh in Egypt. Jason Bourne on these niggas. Try to keep me a secret. Now I'm killing them like AIDS or a biblical plague. I'm the solar eclipse. When I'm around, they can't shine. I'm so selfish. I swear that the whole world is mine. Pass the mic to the real. Let these hermaphrodites chill before I kill one and teach them how afterlife feel. I respect tight flows, I don't respect tight clothes. And men that wear micros and spit down cell flows, or DJs that promote rappers all over these shows. The industry's a brothel and I'm pimping these hoes. Spinning bread, you know I got, man. I, you know what it is, man.
Hello.
Yeah, yo.
Who you got on the line, T-South?
I got DMX, you dig?
Hello?
C-Styles? C-Styles showing off. Oh, shit. If C-Styles has DMX.
He just put that crazy shit. This is shit I'm talking about, real life shit.
I'm just like, awesome shit right there. I'm like, music can really... It really tingles me. It tingles my body. Fucking Anil just killed it. Like, I swear.
Was
you done?
Like, I want to do shit with. Like, I don't like doing tracks with any artist. I like to collab with a lot of people if they hot. But he one of the niggas I really wanted to fuck with for a minute, though. But I never could get close to him, get in touch with him. But now, I mean, yeah.
If you and him had to spend a day together, I don't know how many y'all would do. Y'all would definitely, because this guy says he has over 1,000.
Because my man Frank with the Grizzlies was then supposed to get me hooked up with him. I don't know what happened.
That's my baby boy, man. I think he might be booked right now. That's the word. He ain't called me in a minute, so.
Yeah.
Free
Frank with the Grippers. Free Frank.
All day, free Frank.
That guy is a mess. He is a problem, too. And Philly got a lot of artists that's hot. K Dot, shout out to a lot of artists in Philly. Everybody's hot. Rome, Raw Dill, G Stacks, Dollar the General, Reed Dollars, Oskino. Damn, it's a bunch
Philly
of
Creed.
Them.
Philly Creed.
Nemo, Memo. Remember your homie, Memo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I be talking to him and shit. That's my homie or whatever.
Little Memo got talent, man. Everybody, you know, man, everybody got talent, man. It's all how you market yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like when I was saying that.
Pop music.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Like I was saying on the joint, like, you know what I mean? Like, I respect tight flows, man, you know what I mean? I don't respect tight clothes, man. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas is gimmickal, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? All these gimmicks need to stop, man, and talk about what really happened. That's why, like, with a lot of this new stuff, man, like, I'm taking it way back, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to cheat myself. You know what I'm saying? Let alone, like, I want to just keep my music real, man, because once it's gone, it's gone. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And the real stuff, you know what I mean? People don't be remembering the golden years. You got a lot of these young boys that just grew up, so they favorite rapper like Young Jock. So they might not they won't even know what lyrically where Styles came from. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 31, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no little 19-year-old nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to wear no tight clothes with my ass hanging out, you know what I mean? You know, I'm a grown-ass man and shit, you know what I mean? I got kids and shit. You can't look at me like that and shit. So, you know, man. But you know, man, I respect everybody that's doing something in Philly, you know what I mean? I just think Philly need to find its identity again, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people from Philadelphia, you know what I mean? They got the habit of trying to rap like everybody else now. And the game was about being original when it started, you know what I'm saying? The golden years, if you think back, you know what I'm saying, when Raekwon and all them dudes was out, man, like, everybody was their own person, you know what I'm saying? From Special Ed to Nas, even Jigga, Big, you know what I mean, Beans, all them dudes, they original dudes, man. You know what I'm saying?
The bear witness, because you was at DJ Day. And since then, I've heard of a lot of people who've continued on, like Touch Tones doing some phenomenal things. There's a lot of artists. There's a lot of people from Philly who are doing some real great things and keeping it moving. And
the DJs always been the shit, though, in Philadelphia. The DJs are some of the coolest niggas. Them niggas ain't going to never lose their swag. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, no. And swag, I don't think swag will ever go anywhere. Because for real, swag has been, it's timeless. You know what I mean? A lot of people say that, oh, swag is played out. I hear a lot of people just getting hit to it. And I think that's a great thing. Like, let everybody get up on something thorough. Like,
yeah.
Swag
people
is a thorough word. It's not
don't
corny.
Like, they don't even be knowing about that word. Like, thorough or solid. You know what I mean? Most people used to say that solid. Yeah, you know
solid, right?
People don't remember that. But them was Philly slang. And just like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, like a lot of stuff when people be talking about the jizz on and all that. Them was Philly slang, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, man.
People like, what's doing? Anything.
I respect down south like a motherfucker. Like, I respect everybody that's doing their own thing because them dudes, they being original. They doing what they was been doing. They being themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It ain't like that I got a problem with down south because I know that this music cycle goes around to everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what I mean? You got to move with the times but still be original. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't dilute the city. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like the people listening, and just because another dude might get higher rank up or get some paper to the point where they think that he the man, instead of him teaching the people where the music really came from in Philly or what was, you know what I mean, they just thinking about the almighty dollar. And then once they get in the business, they get raped, and then they don't got the dollar, and then they want to come home. Nah.
But then, Charles. I think a lot of people forget that sometimes your music has to cross over. Like, your music has to be for every brown, every race, every...
Oh, most definitely.
Right.
You got to make music for the world. You got to make
exactly.
music for the world. It ain't just for the hood. You know what I mean? You rep your hood through the world, you know what I mean? But as an artist, that's what the reason you're an artist. You
exactly. I always say that, like, I love Philly, but my music is supposed to be for the world. Like, I mean, music means the world to me.
You know, you always been lyrical, though, Fly. Like, you know what I'm saying? You play with words. And a lot of people, you got to understand that sometimes that, like, people, you know what I mean, got to dumb it down lyrically because a lot of people don't have education. They ain't really going to school. They smoking weed all day on the corner, you know what I mean, drinking, you know what I mean, talking about busting their gun. So when you say a word like hieroglyphics or stuff or something that, you know what I mean, that's a power word, they don't know what that means. People not voting or nothing. People ain't, they really don't got the education, and it really ain't their fault, you know what I mean? It's a lot of single mothers that's out here that ain't really, you know what I mean, got the father here to raise them because the neighborhoods and the environment that we live in is so congested with drama, you know what I'm saying? It's like the only way to get money and food by all means is the streets, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't really trying to go work at McDonald's and all that, man. So, you know, man, the niggas end up getting like 10-year bids, and then another nigga raising their kid who from the streets, and then he get locked up, and then, you know what I'm saying, the cycle continue. And then by the time these kids get grown, all they know is see, man, all they know is how to hustle and get locked up. So when it comes to educating themselves, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, it really ain't there for them. When you start using words, that's why a lot of dudes like Gucci Mane and people like that like really being successful. You know what I mean? Because you know what I mean, they lyrics are so dumbed down, and I can't even expect Gucci Mane to be lyrical. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But you know what? I don't expect them to. But you know what we were saying on AB show yesterday? We were talking about rappers and what's going on with them, and we were talking about Flo Rida, for example, because you know how Flo Rida, he came out dumbed down. Low was everything, everybody's ringtone, you know what I mean, everything was Low. And then for his second project, he came out trying to be on some lyrical content or whatever, and it didn't, you know what I'm saying, do the same thing. He didn't get the same respect. And my response for that, I said, that's not fair to Flo Rida's fans. Like, why would you try to come out as this lyrical person and all your fans are expecting you to say something that's like three words, like say, talk about your hat or your cap or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And what would you say? Like, did you hear Flo Rida's second album?
I mean, Flo Rida, like, I've never really listened to an album of Flo Rida. He just found something that I would buy or something that I would listen to. Not saying that I don't like him or, like, whatever. I just never really knew who he was. Like, his identity was, you know, he came out, he was big, like 50 Cent, but then he was making rap songs like T-Pain a little bit. Then he was mixing it with a little bit of Nelly. Then he had a chain around it. Like, I just never understood him. So I never really listened to it because I didn't know where he was coming from. But as far as him being a celebrity, I know about him being a celebrity, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I couldn't believe that he would even think about being lyrical. Like, I mean, where would it come from? Like,
No, seriously, it was good, though. But it was, I listened.
Maybe I underestimated it.
The album was actually good, but what we were saying is, like, yeah, you can make music for your block, you can make music that your homies like, yeah, I fucks with it, it's rocking, I like everything about it, but if it doesn't cross over, like, what are you really doing with it?
I think as a person that got the skills, I think you got to spoon feed them some, like, you know, like T.I. came out, he was pretty plain in the beginning. You know what I mean? But he starts spoon feeding them slowly, gradually into lyrics, making songs that fitted the whole concept of the song. He had to be lyrical, but the hooks start being still simple. And that, you know what I mean? And that made you be able to digest him better. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then so when he jumped into being lyrical, you knew that he accelerated at his skill level. You know what I'm saying? I think it's all about the way that
it's a craft.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like how Jay-Z, that's what I said, just like Jay-Z killed Blueprint 3. He did it on some crafty shit. You definitely got to, if you're going to do something, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Do it like Anno, Shelly Anno and shit, crazy.
Man,
album.
I used to a lot of my songs, like my first albums, like when I first was freestyling my joints. Yeah, I mean, when I first was doing them joints, I was like, I used to yell a lot.
Somebody was doing something. That's all.
You know what I'm saying? Hello?
No, go ahead. We need to get the phone there, honey. Go ahead, you said.
No, I was saying I used to yell a lot when I was doing my songs at first, and then I start seeing that people liked them regardless, but then they start being like, you know what I'm saying? You know, too much yelling is just a heavy for anybody.
Oh, that's
you know
why
I mean?
That's why you're not answering the phone, huh?
Hold on, I got it.
Yeah, so I start calming it down, mellowing it out, you know what I mean? I guess it come with time, though, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You got to stay focused and everything. And definitely give the people what they want sometimes. And then isn't that what we're here for? We're here to entertain, like, at the end of the day.
You know, that's real. That's real that you said that because a lot of people don't understand that you rapping for your fans. You're not just rapping for yourself, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's where a lot of people go wrong, man. A lot of people go wrong with that rapping just for themselves because they probably a better artist than what they think, but they don't never touch bases on a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? Like I've been sitting back listening to samples, right? And the other day, like, you know what I mean? I just was sitting in the crib listening to Beethoven and shit. I'm like, damn, Beethoven, iller than a motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? As far as sampling and piano-wise, listening and shit. But, you know what I mean? Years ago, you couldn't get me to listen to no fucking Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck Beethoven. What the fuck is that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. But, yeah, but it takes, you have to get put on to it. And that's about being around people who are more thorough. That's what's up. Because that's what we also said yesterday. Because I've always listened to classical music just because of the way I was brought up. But right now, I feel as though our producers now are even like a Beethoven, you know what I'm saying, or Bach or, you know, Mozart or whatever.
Music definitely a lot clearer because you play a lot of old albums, you know what I'm saying? They, even through a jukebox, they play real low, you know what I mean? Music is definitely crisp now, more pure. Back in the day, it used to be about that grungy, dirty sound. To it, you know what I mean? It was good for his era, but you know now music is like plush, is like vivid. So, you know what I mean? People, you know what I mean? The producers is definitely on their job. It's just a lot of people, you know what I mean, don't know how to utilize everybody's beats. So you might get some dudes that got a bunch of money that take a beat and make more beat, you know what I mean, and really don't know what to do with it, but just like the beat because the beat hot and then put some whack shit to it. And another nigga like me would jump on it on a mixtape joint, you know what I mean, kill it and see some bread off it and have people thinking it's my song. You know what I'm saying?
I wish we could play that song. Yo, I swear nobody did this beat like you, man. Ew. Enjoy. What up?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo, man, I'm going to have to get at Chaliano. I'm about to get up off here, man.
All right, well, yeah, thank you.
What's up, man?
Yeah, we all about to shut it down, actually. I'll probably holler.
One thing I got to tell people before they hang up off your jump, man. Everybody that's listening to this Honest Flyer station, man, you know what I mean? It's Shelly Anno, man. Like, you know I'm a real dude, man. Like, for the benefit of your living as just being an artist, man, and doing music, politic with artists, man. It ain't about your homie that you bag up with and all that, man, because I'm telling you, I mean, niggas don't be having a dream and a vision like other artists do. So you got an artist, swing around artists. Go somewhere, rap. Go to a studio. Go somewhere and make some music, man. Don't be sitting around just drinking and smoking weed with a nigga because that nigga don't want to do nothing with his life, man. Go do something, man. Be your own person, man. I mean, and get money, man. Real rap, man. Shelly Anno, man, my album, I got the Corporation drawing out right now, Shelly Anno, Boss All Bosses, Dream Chaser Volume 1, double CD, you know what I mean, it's nice, got Beans, Petey Crack on there, MP, Passion, you know what I mean, a lot of girl singers, GD, you know what I mean, S5 from KRS-One on there, signed with KRS-One on there, you know what I'm saying, they got a lot of people on there, my man Julian the Don. You know what I'm saying? And I got Strugglenomics coming right after that. I made double CD. The first one I gave you 32 songs. This time I'm giving you 40. You know what I mean? So, I mean, just check out this joint, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be all real, man.
That's all right. Thank you, Ian. Oh, yeah. Peace out to everybody. Philly Shine. All the callers. Big up C-Styles. Much love to Invading Your Hood. Check that out on YouTube. It's crazy. I was up watching it all night last night. But good night, Anna. I'm going to talk to you soon. Peace, sweetie.
Okay.
Bye, Rome.
Peace out,
good night.
That's why, Wally.